Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I recall Central Park in fall, the way you toil brush.
What a mess.
What a mess. I must confess.
That's not all.
Dog. That's in Ferris Bueller, right?
Yeah.
Lara was shook to discover that Wayne Newton sang that song when he was an adolescent.
There were a lot of things I was shook by male performers whom I assumed were female for a lot of my childhood until I was rocked into understanding that they were men.
Well, there was a vibe of like minstrel, like castrated boy, castrati singer who's like in the medieval courts, like the boy who got like
eunuch entertainers.
Yeah. That was kind of the vibe of Wayne Newton and young Michael Jackson, I feel like.
Real pedophile vibes. Well, like they're like the way they're presented, yeah. And then
we all know what happened.
And you go down that road.
Yeah, they're what I mean, it's kind of sick. But that song is good.
But that's Hollywood for him.
Donkey shit slaps.
It does.
Wayne Newton's
cool.
He's always appearing. He was in Hacks.
He's like around and looking the same. How does he do it?
Remember his like lead supporting role in National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation?
I'll never forget. That's one of my favorite comedies. Like the National Lampoon Vacation movies,
the European
Vacation,
yes,
is one of the best comedies of all time. Vegas Vacation changed me on a molecular level.
Vegas Vacation changed the game. Ethan Embry playing
Russ.
Love Ethan Embry.
And I love the girl that played
Audrey.
And the girl that played
Cousin Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
When Audrey goes up on the thing. I remember this scene vividly when she goes up on that, like...
You put that song on a lot of playlists, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
On the rooftop shouting,
baby, and she goes up and dances in her little... And Cousin Vic and some other Vegas exotic dancer goes, she's going to break a lot of hearts tonight. And then Cousin Vicky goes, she's going to break something.
I love... any sort of storyline that is like good girl getting corrupted.
Remember
is
when she
is one of my favorite kinds of storylines.
Remember when she hits the sunroof?
Mm-hmm.
And I love Beverly D'Angelo.
She's the best.
Chevy Chase is
really good in those movies.
Yeah.
He's great at what he does.
He's just a psychopath, but he's great at what he does.
I'm obsessed with, like, old Chevy Chase, like, cokehead stories.
Yeah, how he, like, terrorized people on SNL.
Mm-hmm. And how he's, like, always sweating.
He, like, ran the first gay performer on SNL. I forget his name. Chevy Chase, like, basically ran him out of the office.
Just, like...
systematically bullying
him. So hot, so coked out, yeah. So homophobic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was, like, a... later.
That's a classic 70s vibe.
Classic Chevy.
Classic Chevy in the 70s.
And Randy Quaid was so funny.
Randy Quaid's hilarious.
Does he put chicken on the rocks to...
And they live in, like, a nuclear, like, fallout zone. I love, like, them as, like, the podunk horrible cousins that you never want to face with. That you're always just like, oh, my God, showing up in their trailer everywhere. Christmas Vacation, also the best Christmas movie.
I know. I haven't watched it in, like...
It's so good. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in it as, like, the yuppie next-door neighbor.
Oh, right.
Who's just, like, hates the Griswolds.
Who plays the... Isn't Juliette Lewis in it?
Yeah, she plays Audrey.
There's always a different Audrey.
It's great.
The Audrey in Europe was, like...
like, sad and kind of chubby. And had, like, a boyfriend that was, like...
Cheating on her.
And just stuffing donuts down her gullet.
I like when they keep running over... Is it John Cleese?
I think so. Or someone... They
From
keep
Monty
running
Python.
Over that guy, yeah.
God, it's so good. And,
and there's always, like, a weird, like, dark-sided sexual thing happening.
Oh, yeah, the woman. Remember, like, in their, like, shitty hotel, he thinks it's his wife, but it's some, like, British...
Yeah, like a weird, toothy British woman.
And he tries to leave, and she goes, no, no. And she can't, she won't.
Hello.
And the beds are all, like, single beds. Oh, it's so good.
God.
But, yeah, Wayne Newton slapped and...
And he was in Mars Attacks. Another classic. Oh. But he was... Did he not have, like... I thought he had, like, a tiny...
Maybe. I think Tom Jones was the one. It's not unusual.
Yeah, I get them confused. They're kind of similar.
Mars Attacks. Great movie.
I might have to watch Independence Day this weekend because that is a great movie.
Mars Attacks has the best cast of all time.
It is a slapping cast.
My brother-in-law is slaying the game.
Mm-hmm. Really, like, his star shining moment.
He was really good.
It's like main character vibes.
I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, who is this cool kid?
I know, same.
Like, cool older kid vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Independence Day is a necessary...
Back when movies used to be really good. Like, a big action movie would make you truly laugh, keep you, like, invested on the edge of your seat, have, like, incredible, like, visual effects and action sequences and characters you, like, could relate to. That
was
you knew the plot of a movie.
Gone are the days of blockbusters.
It's all just Marvel movies
Top
now.
Gun.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't either.
But, like, what was the last action movie you saw that you can clearly state what the plot was of it?
John Wick.
I haven't seen that.
So good.
Yeah, I heard it's really good.
Those feel like action. Those feel like classic blockbuster movies.
Yeah, but, like, most Marvel movies...
I don't know anything. I don't know.
Literally, I've seen, like, all the Iron Mans. I don't remember the plot. I just remember Gwyneth.
I don't know anything. I don't know. I'm...
Fast and the Furious. I don't know the plot of any Fast and the Furious movie I've seen, but I love them.
Marvel movies kind of just go... I'm going to see the new Thor movie because my friend co-wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I think she'll do a great job with it.
Chic.
But I just, like, every time I'm watching a Marvel movie, I'm just kind of like...
I don't know what's happening.
No.
Does anyone know? Is there? Are they?
Yeah,
written,
there are.
Are they written for, like, a?
They're written for intense fan people.
Okay, but so they know exactly what's happening and
yeah.
can tell you.
Yeah.
But, like, regular people.
But here's the thing with these movies: is there are? It seems like half the population of the Earth
goes to see them.
Knows what's going on in Marvel movies. That's the crazy thing.
But
Lara, we are the
minority. Are we the dumb ones?
We are the minority here because most people like Marvel movies.
Well, like, I feel like I'm extremely smart, and then I will see a movie that makes no sense to me, and, like, it will be as soon as I leave, if someone was to be like, oh my God, what happened in the movie? Describe the plot. I'd be like, I literally have no clue.
I saw The Last Avengers in theaters, and I was like... I hadn't seen the previous one, and I was just like the final Avengers one mm-hmm. where everyone, I don't know, but I was just like, it was a weird experience being able to both follow the movie because it was kind of like, well, I can kind of guess what's happening, but also being completely in the dark and having that competing sensation. That's me watching every Marvel movie.
Yeah, like, I don't...
When I watched The Eternals, I was like, what the fuck?
I think everyone was like, what the fuck?
I think the whole world watched it.
The whole world was like, why?
Why?
But then no one does anything about it. They're like, okay, well, we'll just have to make another. We'll have to try again.
It was just Salma Hayek taking a break from hanging out with Jay-Z Knight and Ramtha. Remember? to go make, like, a cool 10 mil.
Yeah. Wait, okay, I need to talk about two things.
Okay.
One is...
What if I said no?
I would probably just talk about them anyway.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, like, you could maybe leave and go to the bathroom or, like, run an errand, and then I could do just, like, a solo talk. I'm like, okay, well, you have 20 minutes.
You have to, like, 20.
Go take care of business. Yeah. Like, if you need to drop off dry cleaning or anything, like, feel free.
You're about to do a type 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tessa Thompson is so hot. It's actually insane.
She's, like, stunning.
And her style right now.
Is it slang?
Slang, every single outfit and look. Is fire.
She's fucking cool. And she has really cool movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that she and Natalie are reuniting in the new Thor after being in Annihilation together.
True. Like, I forgive actresses mostly for doing Marvel movies. Like, I'm like, honey, you gotta do whatever you gotta do. Get the bag and, like, get ahead in this world.
Get that 15 mil.
Yeah, just do it. Like, I can't watch it and engage, but, like, I support men doing it. I'm like, fuck you. You're the reason these keep happening, and I fucking hate you.
Give your paycheck to a woman.
But women doing it, I'm like,
hell yeah. Me too. I like that too. I'm like, slay. Like, when I see like a Cate Blanchett or something in a Marvel movie, I'm like, fuck yes. Get that paycheck.
Yeah. I'm like, I fucking love this shit. Won't see it.
Yes.
Hate every man that's in this and blame them entirely for the Marvel takeover.
But if a woman is in it, hell yes.
Go off, bitch.
Go off.
So, love that for her. Love Westworld. I'm revisiting Westworld because the Google AI drama, which kind of I was like, is this just like Westworld new season marketing? Which I think it could be, because the timing of the new season coming out and that Google AI intelligence was so close to each other.
That'd be pretty wild.
This is my tinfoil hat.
But not everything is possible now.
But she is doing her Thor promo, and I don't know who her stylist is, but it's all fucking clicking, and I'm like, she is the most fucking fashionable slay woman in the entire universe. At this moment.
She also just seems like
cool.
Really cool and funny and like has a good sense of the weirdness of Hollywood.
She's got it going on.
Simon knew when he worked at a restaurant, when he first moved to LA, it was like a cool vegan restaurant. Elf Cafe.
Where was it?
Like Echo Park.
Oh, I don't know.
But she was one of the regular customers there, and he got to know her and was like, said she was really awesome, and even then he was like, she's gonna be a star.
Is she vegan?
Or I guess it was vegetarian.
Is everyone vegan? Is that the new
I thing? Don't want to be vegan because I don't want to fart that much. Because I already
Farts smell different. I'm telling you right now.
Visions.
It hits different.
It's worse.
It's worse, but also kind of better because here's my take on it. Having been like on vegan meal plans a lot this year, like I would say like 50% of the time I'm eating like vegan or whatever, Sakara vibes, your farts and poop, sorry, start to smell like vegetables, and then you get like addicted to it, and you know whenever you know a healthy veggie fart. I'm really sorry.
I'm not having that.
I'm literally like never gonna fuck again after type 20, but like you start to understand, like, a healthy fart versus, like, an unhealthy fart.
A sickly fart.
And then your brews get so good.
Damn.
They are truly, you're like, proud. You're like, I'm proud of this, and I wish I could text a photo of this shit that I just took to someone, because it is, on the stool scale, you're like, you're fucking skyrocketing. Yeah. And you're pooping, like, 2 to 3 times a day.
I think that's actually more common than you think, of people looking, just taking a little glance down at their shit and just being like, God, this is like kind of proud of this.
It's a good thing to be proud of your stools.
Are you going to go full vegs?
I don't think so, because I love, like, I love a meat and cheese plate every once in a while, or like a sausage.
Yeah, we all know you're the sausage queen of Minneapolis.
Yeah, but I don't think you can be vegan in a city like Minneapolis that's truly just obsessed on cheese and meat.
You can be vegan here 100%.
Easily, yeah.
I don't think I can do it.
It would feel like a lot of sacrifice, but I like a 80-20 approach. I definitely appreciate more plant-based foods in my diet, and just truly from like, it's shocking. It's shocking when you go, when you have vegan farts, they hit so different and you're like, this is health.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I could do it. I mean, I'm sure I could find a way to counter my anemia that I suffer from, but.
Is anemia?
It's iron.
Oh yeah. You got to get some spinach, but you also like red meat probably.
I try to eat red meat once a week.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if I could do, I mean, I'm sure some vegan people are gonna be like, you can actually.
No, it's a,
attack.
The only reason I'm able to do it is because I will just get meal delivery that just like sends me all the stuff. Like I'm not.
Are macro bowls vegan?
Yeah.
Because I like that.
Macrobiotic is pretty vegan.
I like macro food items. I'm into that.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think they do dairy.
Yeah, I like dairy. I know dairy's bad for you, but.
Yeah, plants just like, the more and more that I garden, the more and more I realize like how insane plants actually are. And then I'm like, why wouldn't we be eating these things? Like, it's like truly, you can almost kill a plant, but then like bring it back to life. And then it will like start, they like grow and live for a really long time. It's fucking alien shit.
No, they're might be superior to us.
Also,
you're like truly poison ivy.
I am.
As I told Lady Freeze when I pulled her plug, this is a one-woman show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Secondly, okay, actually, we'll talk about a couple things.
Chunked. Tessa Chompton positively chunking me with her...
with her looks.
Iconic
she
looks.
Wore a dress on the Thor red carpet that was like this shimmery silver material. I was like, no one else should have even shown up to this premiere because there's just no way. Wow. Like, she made Natalie Portman... her look was so good, it made Natalie Portman look like she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Damn.
And I was like...
that's hard to do, too.
I know. And Tessa? I was... you don't... she came to fucking throw down. And it's very simple. It's just like, it's so good.
Also, remember those photos where she, Taika
and Rita were like kikiing together at like 8 a.m. after a long night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, she's fun.
She's ready.
That made me like Rita Ora, which is a shocking thing. For a second. For a brief second.
And then back to...
and then back to, who are you?
Who are you, Rita?
What have you ever done?
What's the next thing?
The next thing is... everyone needs to watch The Bear. The whole thing is on Hulu now.
Is it good?
I stayed up last night. I finished it in like 3 days. It was so good.
It's a Chicago show, right?
Yeah, it made me really miss Chicago.
Really? What's it about? It's like a restaurant?
It's about like this like top Michelin level like wunderkind chef. His brother dies of suicide and leaves him the family like Chicago beef. Like River North Beef Restaurant, which River North
explain to me what River North is.
River North is like, okay, so do you know the rivers in Chicago at all?
No.
Okay.
Michigan?
River North is like downtown. It's like kind of middle of downtown. There's like the South Loop, which is like the South downtown area. That's like where Columbia College is, where I went to school.
Where's the river that I did a boat tour when I was younger?
Yeah, that's like the river.
Okay.
And then north of that is River North.
Okay.
And then you get into like Gold Coast and...
Byron Bay.
Yeah, and then you go north and you get into like Lakeview, blah, blah, blah. But that's like... in downtown. It's like the middle of downtown. Like near Michigan Avenue where shit starts to really pop off.
We're kind of where we stayed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then so the restaurant in Chicago is known in that area as like Italian beef sandwiches are like all the rage.
Really?
Yeah. And which I never really got into like Italian beef, but I don't have like beef against it. I was always like a burger girl.
Mm-hmm.
But he like is trying to like get this restaurant that's just in a state of like disarray, like back up and running. And it's like high stress, like kitchen drama.
Yeah.
And the guy that's in it, Jeremy Allen White, is so hot.
He's really sexy.
And it also has the guy that played Allison Williams' husband on the
road. Charlie. No, that guy.
Yeah, and he's so good.
Wow.
And it has Ayo Edebiri.
Oh, I love Ayo.
She is incredible. I have chills, actually. She's such a good actress.
She's also one of the funniest people.
Yeah, she's just like...
she's an actor.
So good.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to watch it.
And it's like... and then the supporting cast, it's just really well cast and like funny, but also like dramatic and like... really deep and like cool and sad, and it's very like human and very like Chicago, and it's just like Chicago vibes.
Why
I was
is it
like
called the Bear? The Chicago Bears.
I think his last name is Bear.
Oh, is he like kind of depressed too?
He's sad. He's just sad, and it talks a lot about addiction and like Al-Anon vibes.
Love.
Yeah,
his brother an addict.
Mm-hmm. And John Bernthal plays his brother.
That guy from Walking Dead?
Yeah. He's only in, like, one episode, like, a couple episodes.
I think he's one of the hottest men
so in hot.
The world. I think he has such a strange face, but it's so fucking hot.
And he has like a big nose. It's kind of like Smash. I love like a big old nose.
And he's a really good actor.
Yeah. And he's sexy. Yeah. Do you know that I Googled him and then it was like, he has a brother. So I was like, who is this brother? What's his deal?
Is he hot too?
So fucking hot.
Jesus Christ.
He's like a producer. And guess who he's fucking engaged to?
Who?
Sheryl Sandberg.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I fucking saw her in Lake Tahoe. She walked by me with a hot ass.
That's Sean Bernthal's brother.
And I was like, damn, Sheryl. I was like,
Sheryl is fucking.
I was like, damn,
she leaned right into that.
Yeah, thing. She fucking put her pussy into it.
Yeah.
And he put his pussy into it too.
I know. I was like, mad respect for you.
They walked by me. I was at some like lakeside.
Eatery,
and I was waiting for Simon, and I looked up, and they walked by me, and they both kind of smiled at me, and I was like,
"I want to fuck you both."
Yeah, I was like, "Let's go, Sheryl." Mm-hmm.
Unreal.
And Bernthal Jr.
I think he's older. I don't know. I was just like,
"He looked young."
I have no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Power.
Everyone's getting it, and I'm just vegan farting.
All right, I'll watch The Bear.
It's you won't. It might stress you out because it's like high stress kitchen drama.
Well, now that Ayo is like, she's like one of my favorite people on like Twitter, and like I think her stand up is fucking amazing, and I root for her, so that makes me excited to see her in it.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm gonna do it. Yeah, I've been.
Someone tweeted. I like was on Twitter and someone tweeted a picture of Jeremy Allen White like from The Bear, and they said. My roommate just looked at him and goes, worth the yeast infection. I really can relate to that.
No,
people are not talking enough about men that give women yeast infections after sex. And some men, that's happening.
Where
are the women? And I'm shocked that this is like not a more talked about thing.
As someone who, you know, I was, when you told me, I believed it. And I was like, damn.
Believe all women.
No, but I was like, damn, but I was shocked because I obviously like don't know about these things.
I had never.
So I was just like, when you told me, I was like, shocked.
I'd never had a sexual tryst with someone that resulted in like.
A YI?
Yeah. Like, at first just thought like, oh, maybe I haven't had sex in a long time. So my body's like getting used to it again. And like. It is just what it is, and I'm just like an old crone. But then I realized every time I have sex with this person, it's a full yeast infection, and it costs so much money to fix. Like, just repeat, and because like my insurance was not as good as I thought it was, and like they kept sending
you were truly like yeast your eyes.
What?
Yeast your eyes.
But then I was like, kept like curing it and then fucking this person and then getting it. And then I was like, wait, is this guy is just giving me a yeast infection over and over and over. And no, I've never heard of that. And even I was doing research online and it was like, no one was really being honest, but I was like, I literally did not have one, nor was I getting them. Until this person, I was fucking this person,
right.
And then it was happening. So I was like, do some guys just have yeast dick? And then this tweet, I was like, finally I'm seen and I need women to like weigh in.
We need to get off their asses and talk
get
about
off
yeast.
Their asses and fucking talk about guys that are giving women chronic yeast infections.
Guys need to get off their asses and get their dicks clean.
Fucking wash your dick. I don't even know what it is. But someone needs to look into this. Can't be me because I'm busy. But like, can a scientist?
When you told me, I was like, I think in my head, I just thought, damn, that's real. I was just like, I was like, damn, when you're in the trenches,
we're out here. Just
you were out here fighting.
I'm
for
out
your
here
right
just
to fuck.
Trying to fuck, and literally, yeah. I paid the price.
Well, now don't. I mean, you know what? This is like the year of like.
Radical honesty.
No, but this is also the year of like, you want to have some fun? Think again, bitch.
Yeah.
Get monkeypox, bitch.
I'm telling you.
Get meningitis, bitch.
Yeah.
Get yeast, bitch. No. Like, you want to, you have to pay to play in this world.
You do.
And
everything.
Pay, I mean, by getting
monkeypox. Yeah. If you're not out there, if you're gay, you're running a lot of risks right now, especially.
I know. I mean, I'm not risking anything. you know, so I feel like confident that I won't get monkeypox.
Yeah.
But it is scary to think, like, if you want to get on your little...
This was truly, I was like, wait, I did not realize this was a thing that could happen.
The YI?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
From a dick. And I don't know why. But it's also, it could just be Dick's G. It's a sandwich. It's a sandwich shop and that.
Ew! Ah! Oh my god.
What? Some guys, I guess, have like Subway dick.
Oh! Quiznos. Blippi. Blippi dick. Damn. Oh fuck.
Some guys have pot belly dick.
Mendocino Farm.
Yeah, no, I wish it was Mendocino Farm. That looks like some greens.
Yeah, there was a one thing I'll talk about and then we'll start with, but I saw, you know, when people are like, this is like an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
I'm like, shut the fuck up. But then I saw something the other day where I was like, damn, this is like an episode of Black Mirror.
What was it?
It was just like a BuzzFeed article. You know, like BuzzFeed, basically now they'll just like tweet the entire article instead of like on a thread.
Like a thread.
But they'll, I'm like, why do you even have a link if you're just doing the entire article on a tweet? On a
They're
thread?
Probably just like, we get more followers.
No, I know.
Someone to click through. Kind of smart, but go ahead. BuzzFeed wins again.
They peeked me in. But it was this gay guy was just like, he had worked up and he was like, hi, I'm so-and-so. I live in New York. I split my time between New York and LA. I'm a singer. I'm an actor. I'm a writer. I used to be a BuzzFeed video director. And I currently have monkeypox. And it was just like the sort of like listing of all his like resume. Mm-hmm. And then also I have monkeypox. And he wanted, I mean,
what did he want, just to be honest?
I respected that he was like, this is what it looks like. Here's how I got it. Like, you know, I want, because it's going to be something
to normalize.
Yeah. And so I was like, I tipped my little fedora to him and I was like, good on you. Like, it's
did it look bad?
Yeah. He said he's like, you do not want this.
Was it itchy? Or painful?
I think painful, like lesions.
Because it's a pox. So like,
it was all over his face and like on his body. And he got it.
Is it like herpes simplex? Like,
no, I think it's like, I saw another guy who was another actor in New York.
Or like shingles.
He...
Because shingles and herpes simplex is like...
I had shingles when I was a kid.
Is the same kind of thing as chicken pox.
I
They're
think
like
it might be
related somehow.
This other guy, who said he was interviewed on NBC, like local New York NBC, who just to be like, I'm suffering from it right now. And he said that he was like in bed for days and couldn't get out of bed because it gives you flu symptoms.
And like a huge immune response.
Yeah, so like... The guy, but this BuzzFeed guy was basically like, you don't want this. But it just, for some reason, like, and I wasn't trying to, like...
I'm an actor, a writer.
I know, I was, and I'm not, like, I wasn't...
A live performer.
I wasn't trying to troll him, because I was like, I give him a lot of respect for just during Pride.
It's just a funny way to, like,
yeah, it was just, but it was so BuzzFeed to be like, da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. Also, I have monkeypox. And I was just like, fuck, we are in, like, the era of...
This is revelations.
People are out here choking me left and right with pistumes.
With the pictures?
Pistumes.
Who's out here fucking all these fucking monkeys and bringing their shit into the fucking... Can you not? Can you just, like, get a pocket pussy or a pocket butthole and, like, fuck that? And
get a fleshlight. It's, like, $150.
Literally, it's easy breezy.
Go to the pleasure chest in LA. Go anywhere. Go find your local support local sex shops and buy a fleshlight.
If you're feeling a need to fuck an animal, you should really rethink.
Or just fuck a pillow.
Yeah. There's so many inanimate objects and just, like, furry, big furry things that will give you an animal vibe without, like, the... emotional, mental, physical consequences of bestiality. It's absolutely mental, mate.
You know what else is mental? The Berserk shows.
They are mental.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast.
Berserk shows revisited. I was positively shocked by episode 3.
This
I'm all caught up that I went back to watch, to take notes, and it was... Okay, I'm going to say something kind of... Speaking of controversial...
Say it. Controversy.
This is a
controversial...
Vicky might be my low-key favorite.
Yeah, she's a fucking G.
And Dorinda is... needs to, like, get help.
She's mentally in love. She's fucking needs to be institutionalized.
When Vicky is seeming rational and you're, like, on her side, that's when you know things are bad. And I won't get to what happens in the next episode.
We'll get to it on the next episode.
With old Tams, but Dorinda needs to...
She needs to pump the brakes.
She needs to go out.
She needs to get therapy. She should go have therapy twice a week. She could do it on Zoom.
Yeah, or
like, medication, or like fucking meditate, or like just stop drinking.
I know.
I have a lot of propositions like to run by Dorinda because I want to like her so much.
Dorinda.
I like her, but then she acts in such a way that I'm like, this person is a monster.
I like her for many reasons.
And I dislike her.
But I'm also, I worry for her and I just want her to be happy.
She's unhappy.
But this episode starts off with a bodacious fire alarm that literally shattered me to my core. It was going, there's a fire in the building, please. And it was like fully like an office building.
That's a crit. You know the house is big if it's saying that and not just like a beep. Like apartment fire alarms is just like a beep. But if it says there's a fire in the building, you're officially in mansion.
Dorinda comes out of her room smiling ear to ear. She fucking loves it. She loves her morning. She says
she probably set it off to remind herself that she is the lady of Bluestone Manor, a huge building.
I have to say, I'm very proud of Eva for just proudly smoking cigarettes.
Same.
I'm like, this is what we need. I feel represented. I see it. I love her, like, ex-model smoking.
It's cool.
It's fucking cool when she does it.
Now that I'm on the other side of smoking again, I worry for smokers and their health. And I, like, and...
Don't shunk me.
Guess what? I'm shunked by smoking. But that was really my own journey with my smoking relapse was, like...
It shook you.
It really shook me because the whole time I was just thinking, like, I'm giving myself cancer by doing this, but I also love it, and was just truly a deep experiential experience of, like, the horrors of nicotine and addiction, but we don't have to go there.
Listen, we're living in an era of a war on cigarettes, and so I love seeing someone I respect and admire just steaming some cigs.
Because you know all these housewives smoke.
They all smoke.
And they won't do it on camera, so it is cool and authentic.
You know, Dorinda smokes like a pack a day. I'm sure, like,
all of them. There's a whole Instagram account dedicated. It cuts back to the night before the dinner, and then to Taylor flipping out on Brandy.
You little bitch.
She goes, "You talk to me like that, you little bitch." And it goes and shows Jill in the background laughing.
Jill's
cool.
Yeah. Like, also, I was very, there's so many things I want to talk about.
The itinerary vibe is really not okay with me.
Yeah, seeing Dorinda sitting sort of like googie vibes in her big chair going over it. I was like, Marco must be sweating bullets at all times.
Marco's literally like...
I'm going to fuck Marco.
He's hot. Yeah.
Is he gay, do you think?
I don't know.
He's straight.
He could be straight.
He's straight.
He was giving me straight vibes. Especially but sometimes that means that he's gay. With me. The gaydar's all off.
Yeah, Dorinda's like, what? She's like, what's going on today, Marco? And he's like, well, we have a really chill day prepared for you. And she goes, going shopping in downtown Barrington? That's fun.
It's not that chill. It's actually like 7 things on the itinerary.
They have a field day, which is, you know, is going to be scary.
I was like, miss me with the fucking field
day.
Dorinda comes out. Phaedra and Eva are like chatting it up outside.
Dorinda comes out
in a headpiece. And she goes, I like a headpiece because it transforms me into a different person. A headpiece just sets the tone.
I love to wear a headpiece. Headpiece sets the tone. It's a great time. She comes out with a fucking turban like Norma Desmond.
Vicky wakes up on death's door.
Isn't that Norma Desmond? Isn't that?
Yeah.
Sunset Boulevard. She's truly channeling. And they come out and Eva and Phaedra are kind of like.
They're like, oh.
Great.
Vicky has seen the other side.
Yeah. Also, I'm obsessed with like this, the gay panic running through the crew with like mm-hmm. the, Brandy just,
they're like, Brandy could fuck me at any time.
They're all worried that they want to fuck Brandy and that she will fuck them.
Yeah. They're afraid of their own sexuality.
Curiosity.
Yeah.
The many pills of Victoria Gumbelson.
Mm-hmm. She's succumbing to long COVID. And then Dorinda talks to Brandy over breakfast. And she tells her, you have the face of an angel and the mouth of a serpent.
You have the face of an angel, mouth of a serpent. And Brandy's just like,
okay.
Then what? Like, that's such a mean thing to say. The serpent mouth?
She does have a serpent mouth.
Yeah, she
could. Literally, everyone's like, please just stop calling everyone bitches and telling them to shut the fuck up. And Brandy's like, TBD if I can do that.
Brandy has no, like, she has absolutely no social cue.
No.
Just no tact at all.
Mm-mm.
It's actually astounding to me. I think the only reason she's made it this far is because she's hot.
Yeah.
And tall.
Because even the way she says certain things is rude and off-putting. And I don't think she really means it like that, but it's just the tone of her voice. Like, they are having this, like, lasagna bake-off, and Dorinda starts, like, cooking a lasagna.
Yeah.
And Brandy is in the kitchen. She's, like, the way she was, like, so, do you have a pot and pan for me, or, like, a cutting board? And I was, like, I would have been, like, you're so fucking rude. Like, and
talking to her staff like that.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, I don't think she means it like that.
No, I think Brandy had really mean parents. I think that's
the vibe. You think so?
Yeah, I think someone like that has had either a mom or a dad that just was constantly like negging and everything was negative. I know people like that who mm-hmm. had parents that were just like, ah, where like everything they say is just somehow mean.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, why are you so fucking mean?
Yeah, it's just like very rude.
Yeah. Dorinda and Brandy are gonna do a lasagna cook-off. So Dorinda cheats by having Len, her main lady, just
help her and the staff,
yeah,
chefs on call.
She also stole Brandy's supplies.
Yeah, and also like I don't trust either of you guys to make a good lasagna.
Well, Brenda's Italian, so she's
Brenda
Medley.
I thought you called her Bruno.
What?
I think you said Bruno is Italian.
Bruno's Italian.
They all pile into various SUVs to head off to downtown Barrington.
Which is very, like, hippie.
Mm-hmm. I was like, wouldn't have expected that.
Well,
you're gonna love this store.
All those, like, upstate, in quotes, towns are
crystal stores.
And they're all, like, people from New York. Phaedra's like, I've gotten really into crystals lately. Recently, I shoved a yoni crystal up my pussy and, like, you know, waited for it, told me when it was going
to
come out.
Said it was stuck in there, and then it just falls out when it's meant to fall out, and it fell out of my vagina, and I went into a Target, met a man, we went on 3 dates, but then I found out he worshipped the devil. I need more.
Yeah, wait a minute.
About this whole story.
Yeah, that was too brief. Like, I need a full...
Phaedra
is...
is singular. There's no one like her. Like, her, what a life to lead.
No.
That's just like a day in the life.
A day in the life.
One day.
Parts. She just goes,
yeah, her yoni crystal dropped out. Yeah. Met a man and he was a Satan worshiper.
At a Target.
I like that it took 3 dates to
yeah.
kind of get to the bottom of that and then be like.
The third date he revealed. Tamara and Dorinda head into, like, of course, a wine shop to just stop drinking.
Dorinda is Bruno to me after...
Yeah, she's Bruno Medley.
She's Bruno Medley.
Tamara's kind of like, I feel like you're very wishy-washy, especially like in example, the way you handle Brandy. One minute you're going after her, the next minute you're defending her.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorinda's like, because I feel like she doesn't really have a... She doesn't really have a...
Yeah,
she
but
goes,
it is wishy-washy.
She goes, and then I feel like Vicky just has it out for her. And Tamara's like, what do you think about it? I think Vicky's just...
Vicky's just dying.
You just see Vicky outside going. She comes in, she goes, who do I have to befriend here to get a glass of Chardonnay?
She goes, oh, do I have to wear my mask in here? And they go, no. And she goes, oh, I can't breathe in my mask. And they all just like chat while the other girls go to a weed store.
She goes, Vicky keeps waiting for Brandy to fuck up. And I'm kind of like, well, Brandy's going to fuck up.
Yeah, she's a fucking loose cannon.
She's a loose cannon,
she's
so.
She's an
I don't blame
She's like a confrontational alcoholic.
And this is, I'm not like, this is Vicky. I'm not like, I also wouldn't want to be in a car with Vicky. I mean, I would rather be in a car with Vicky than Miss Brandy, but I don't really blame anyone for being on edge and waiting for the next napalm.
It takes a lot of zen, I think, to put up with Brandy because she is just going to test you all the time, whether she means to or not. And you see by the end of this episode that even the most chill person in the group is like, fuck off. And so, like, it is just like, yeah, I'm like, do you, why haven't you adapted and like learned this? Is it just because you're hot and like can get attention? Or like men probably, I think men react very differently to that kind of behavior than women do.
I think she's just been in a bubble of like hotness her whole life and like was a model and then got married to like a hot
actor guy,
semi famous person, and kind of just got to coast. And I think it just like caught up to her. That happens to people.
Yeah. The girls go to a weed store.
And Taylor's so excited. She goes, I'm going to a cannabis store with the cannabis queen herself, Miss Eva.
Vicky and Tamara are walking down the street and Vicky's back in a total state of confusion and is thrown off by even the mention of drugs. Yeah. And Tamara goes, Are you gonna go in the weed? Are you gonna go in the weed store? And Vicky goes, Who does drugs here? Who does drugs?
Yeah, and then Tamara's like, there's something wrong with a little THC. And then Dorinda goes, I don't smoke weed. And I'm like, no, you do cocaine, Dorinda.
Yeah, you do like hard
liquor. You do blow, honey.
And blow, yeah.
They all get totes that say buy weed from women. They all love it.
They love it.
Even Vicky has one, which I thought was funny. Victoria, when they get back to the house, she literally is...
She's glassy-eyed and gray.
And Jill goes, you know what, though? You don't look well.
You don't look well. Don't take this the wrong way. But you don't look good. And Vicky goes, I'm tired. I don't feel good.
And then Dorinda goes, oh, Jill, shut up. Dorinda's very mean to Jill.
Dorinda is, like, also... This was when the psychosis really was starting to percolate when... Because Vicky's like, I don't feel good and I don't want to do field day. Like, I don't want to go run around outside.
Yeah.
If you hear her the whole time, she's like, I don't feel good. I don't feel good.
Yeah, she looks gray.
She's really stopped up and, like, sick. Mm-hmm. And for...
She looks like tilapia.
Yeah, she is tilapia vibes. Tilapia Gunnelson. Yeah. And... If someone was around me at my house or whatever and they were feeling really sick, I'd be like, yeah, go upstairs and go to bed. Like, I'll have someone bring you some soup and just, like, go lay down and take your time. I don't want you, like, hanging out and infecting all of us. Like, by all means, just go. And, like, or, like, make sure they're taken care of. But, like, Dorinda's vibe is very, like, if you don't do what I say and if, like... Everyone has to do everything I say, and if they don't, I'm gonna flip the fuck out.
She goes to Jill,
and I don't believe that. Like, she's like, she's fine. Don't inject yourself in the conversation. And like, I'm like, Tilapia Gunnelson's about to collapse, and you like want her to go run around outside and do like boot camp.
She goes to Jill. Then maybe she shouldn't have come. And Jill's like, all right. She has it out for Jill too.
Jill goes. She's suffering.
She's quietly. Suffering.
She's suffering quietly.
And she goes, I don't have time for this.
Someone goes to Vicky, to Tilapia Gunboats, and they go, do you want to try some of the cannabis tonight? And she goes, I don't know. I've never had
a... Oh, yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
Vicky,
right, Vicky.
Come
you
on.
Literally went to the... You
Tilapia
went to the hospital.
Is confused.
Tilapia went to the hospital in... Iceland because she was doing blow all night with Kelly Dodd. Like, she literally has done weed.
She's truly, but this is how you know she's also unwell, is because her confusion and like shock has gotten so bad that everything you ask her is like shocking and confusing. So she needs to go sleep it off and get the steroid shot so she can come back and move it up.
The way Vicky's acting is how I felt the first Thanksgiving I was sober. I was Vicky's vibe.
I've been that way too, where it's just like...
Everything is just like confounding and like impossible.
Yeah. or like if I'm in a situation that I don't like, and then I'm like confused, but it is just I don't like what's going on, so I'm gonna act confused at
everything. I also think Vicky's just like, you know, I think she's extremely, I'm very wary of her as a person, but I think she's also like
sensitive.
But I think she's been on the show for so long, she doesn't tolerate like uncomfortable. Like, she doesn't have time. Like, she just doesn't. And I think this is a very stressful situation to be in at Dorinda's house, and she is a very stressful host, or a hostess, as she calls herself.
It's not a vacation.
No, and I think someone like Vicky, it's just they are not going to be okay with, like, because she's also a very strong personality.
Yeah.
And I think anyone would be very kind of sort of pulverized by Dorinda's
mania. Are you kidding? I'd be terrified. I said, like, on the last episode, I was like, I would be doing all the rules and be making sure that I don't cross a line, because I would not, I'd be terrified that Dorinda would scream at me.
Yeah, I think there's, like, there is a, and it gets discussed more in the next episode, but I think there is, like, a thing of, if you're a really good host, I think there's a level of respect that you can expect out of your guests and, like, want from your guests. But I think a really good host is, like, extremely welcoming, you know, makes life easier for you. And is, like, if you're opening your home, like, you have to make someone feel welcome.
Yeah.
And if they're annoying and, like, breaking shit, then, like, yeah, that's obviously, like, okay, now you're a flop.
Yeah.
But if you want to make things easy for someone, and if they don't want to do something, if they're, like, uncomfortable with something, you're like, it's all good.
A true vacation is, like,
do whatever you want.
You go, everyone goes to a house and then just, like, chills fucking hard. And then you have meals. You have together. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner together. But the rest of the time, everyone just does whatever they want.
Yeah, and I think, obviously it's a show and they have, but I think they would have all benefited if they, it would have been cool to see them all kind of going off on their own and doing their own things together. And
Ms. Medley
no.
does not allow that.
This is for someone, Bluestone Manor is like, this kind of setting is for someone who's a complete control freak. And it's like in this moment, they can have all the power. And I think
I know people like that too.
I know you do.
And it's what, you always have to be wary of someone that's going to take you and a group of people completely off the grid at their house of horrors and, like, be the puppet master of everyone's activities. It's a little bit sus. I'm just saying. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
And then Dorinda goes, she goes, ladies, please listen up. She's already three sheets to the wind.
Game day.
She goes, it's field day at Bluestone Manor. I expect you to be competitive. I expect you to be aggressive, and I expect you to want to win.
This is not for fun.
This is not for fun. This is to win. And they're all like, God.
Jesus.
I had a flashback, trauma flash, to my field day at my elementary school, which was the last week of school every year. And we would divide all the classrooms of each grade, had their own banner and, like, class name.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, our theme. And when I was in third grade, my teacher's name started with a K, Mrs. Kilalea. And
was she Hawaiian?
No, she looked like Jean Smart.
Last name.
We all voted on names. She was writing every name on the board, and I came up with Killalea's Cool Kids, but with a K. And
everyone
hated it in the class, and it got picked. And everyone was so mean to me about it, and they were like, "Carrie, that's the worst fucking name ever!" And everyone was like yelling at me and like being so mean to me about it. And I was, like, truly traumatized, and I, like, didn't want them to do the name because I was so embarrassed. And the whole class was, like, basically, like, fuck you, Carrie! Fuck you! We hate this fucking name! And all the guys were, like, making fun of me so hard.
What grade?
Third grade. I was...
Oh, my God.
I, like, didn't even want to go. I wanted to, like, stay home that day.
I
tried
so
to do
sorry.
Alliteration.
Yeah, I thought that was a fine name.
I mean, Mrs. Killalea...
She probably loved it.
She loved it. But everyone furious at me.
Wow.
Because one of the cool kids didn't get their name, so they all, like...
They turned nothing.
They waged war on the gay, and they just, like... I was mortified. So that was... That's, like... And then my other field day memory is I had shingles on my ass in second grade, and my mom had to come to school, took me behind the dugout, and rubbed ointment on my ass, and was, like, holding me and rubbing it on me, and I was screaming and crying, and she was like, okay... Hold still.
Why didn't you just go home? Was she on the, was she like,
she was like
chaperoning?
Yeah, she was one of the moms. Oof,
that's rough.
I know.
Were you stressed as a second grader?
Yeah, I was
because that's usually like stress.
Talk about humiliation.
True humiliation. You were in Q2.
Killia's Cool Kids. I'll never forget.
Shingles into Killia's Cool Kids is a really rough go.
I'd like maybe never want to raise my hand again.
Yeah, it's hard because like they're horrible, but in moments like that, and it's really hard. I was definitely not like this. I think like in fourth grade, I had like a Crystal Minkoff situation where all my friends turned on me, but I literally don't remember this happening. I think it was too traumatic and I blacked it out, and we apparently had to like sit down and have this like arbitrated by like, one of the like teachers. Jermaine. Yeah, like it was a full Jermaine vibe. It was truly Jermaine private school girls, but I do not remember this like at all.
Yeah.
And I think it was just like too like traumatizing. But in those moments, I wish and I admire people that are like, fuck you, and just like holding their ground.
I should have done that.
I know. Like, and I don't know how to like teach a kid this. I also think it's like your personality is what it is. Like
I was a people pleaser growing up. So
and you're
I
more
was...
like sensitive and stuff, and like that's like just that's just the tea and the vibe. So like
That's the tea dole.
But like in those moments, and I wish I had been more like this growing up, where I was just like, you know what? Fuck you. And
yeah,
like
that
just
would've been...
standing your ground and being like, you're jealous. You fucking flop. You got some balls coming to me like
I know.
This.
I wish I could possess my third grade self in that moment and stand up and go, fuck all of you. You're all fucking losers. And you're a flop now.
You're
and you'll
fucking
always,
trash.
And you'll always be a flop.
I know. Like some girls like gay shamed me in like fifth grade or sixth grade, like made fun of me and called me a lesbian and was spreading all these rumors that I was like lesbian trying to like fuck girls. I was like, hey, we're like 12.
Yeah, we're fucking 12. They're all lesbians.
I wish, like, in that moment I had been like, fuck you, you're fucking bitches and
losers. Or in that moment just literally going, let's go!
Yeah! For what?
Fuck you!
Like, you better watch out in the locker room because
I'm
gonna come up
pussy.
Behind you and just go to
No, I know. I truly,
you know what I mean?
I have
give
fun.
It right back to them.
I know. I
because
have...
everyone is all bite and or all bark and no real bite. And I think the moment that you actually do stand up for yourself in a real way, like it's really scary because you feel because if you're being challenged and it
I
is
know.
Like there's such a threat. But I really think about those moments, like if I had stood up for myself and I'd been like, why are you doing this to me? You fucking suck. Like, and just like really giving it back.
But that's,
they would back down.
But
I
your
think
cerebral
nine
cortex
times out of ten, they'll back down.
But your like brain isn't fully evolved.
You have to train children.
Yeah,
to
we do
be
have
this
to
way.
Train them to be.
This is the true anti-bullying. The way to get not bullied
bully back.
Is to bully right back.
I the time where a group of girls wrote a fake love letter to me from a guy
mm-hmm.
and it fell in my locker and everyone laughed at me and people, the whole class, this kid, I remember he went, Carrie, are you gay? And I went, no. And in that moment, I should have literally gone to my desk and went like this. Yeah, I'm fucking gay! Fuck yes! Fuck you, fuck it! Like, I literally wish I had done it just going, yeah, fuck it! Eat my fucking ass! Like, I wish I could do that to these fucking pieces of shit who
mm-hmm.
I know are following me on Instagram now.
Ooh.
Oh! Fuck! Don't you wish you could have done that? Just
yeah.
Like, fuck you! You wanna fucking go! Like,
I just wish that I had been more of a shit talker.
Me too.
But I was not, that was not my personality at the time and just not my coping mechanism, but
no.
I wish that I had been like that. But you know what? I
live and let live.
Live and let live, and I have sworn to myself that nowadays I'll fight right back.
Yeah, it's a shame.
You have to learn, and also like parents, you learn from your parents, and a lot of parents like don't teach those kinds of skills. But it's like you, and it's hard to navigate. Like I can't imagine like having a child and like having to deal with them being bullied or like people being shitty to them at school and
yeah.
stuff. But I do think that the actually, it's not about teaching kids not to bully, because I don't think that they're going to do that. I think it's like in people's nature growing up. It's like Lord of the Flies out there.
Yeah,
the true thing is like, whatever anyone says to you, it's not fucking true. And you just give it right back to them.
Or just literally go like this. Or
fuck you.
Or just like literally just be like, oh! Or like do something like, why? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like how gorillas, like they beat their chests at each other.
I have to say the first season of Euphoria when Jules...
When she cuts herself.
When she cuts herself and, throws, and goes, you want to hurt me? No one can hurt me! I was like, that almost brought tears to my eyes because I was like, that's literally every like...
That's power.
That's such power, and I wish I had done that in high school. And
that's how you,
school.
Like, dom people.
Yeah, but I was too, like, worried and nervous. And
yeah. The only way I could really do that was, like, much later in my, like, addiction days of high school where I'd get, like, blackout and scream and turn TVs over. But
oh,
that,
yeah. Then you were, like,
yeah, then I was really, the clock was counting down until I was sent away at that
yeah.
point.
Anyway, that was a good little detour.
Yeah, yeah. Teach your kids to go fucking
apeshit.
Sicko mode on people.
Don't let anyone mess with your kid. And don't, every child should know.
To all the kids listening to this podcast,
we love
just
you.
Say, I honestly, if my kid told people to fuck off at school as like a second grader, I'd be like, hell yeah.
I'd be like, I'm taking you to Disney World.
Yeah, you're winning for that.
Yeah.
Eva, I will say, is like a little too into weed. People that get like too into weed, I'm like, can we just pump the brakes?
Yeah, people. I mean,
like need to get everyone else stoned. Like I get it. It's
weed
fun.
Culture.
Been there for sure.
Happy. Here's my take on weed. Happy for those who do it. I'm not going to tell you not to, but like, loot me out. I don't need to know about it. I don't need to. I don't care about weed, and I don't care about like. I just don't care about it.
I can like live my entire life without weed, and like, I don't crave it ever, but like I do, I will like enjoy an edible every once in a while, and I'm like, oh, it's like I can only do specific kinds.
Yeah.
Like,
edibles
but
fun.
Like I'm not like smoking weed in the dead of day in the afternoon when I'm filming a reality show. Like I would have a total mental meltdown.
No, I used to in college, I just remember being like, people would smoke like in the dorms in the day, and I'd be like, how are you able to like go face the sun?
My, like, when I started smoking weed as, like, a 15-year-old, I would get so fucking high. Like, I'd spend the entire day from, like, waking up and going to bed just, like, high as fuck.
Damn.
And, like, loved it. And I do not know, after I, like, went away for 2 years and came back and tried to smoke weed again, I could never do it like that ever again. What's that about?
Teenagers are... strong.
Did you see that headline that was like, people are finding that weed use leads to psychosis and like vomiting and all that?
That's for another.
Vicky again is truly the angels are coming down from heaven, being like, go into the light, come with us to the
yeah.
other side. She goes, I'm not breathing. I have to go to the hospital.
I have to go to the hospital.
Which I didn't realize she always gets sick.
She always gets sick.
Or injured.
She got medevac to the Palm Springs Regional Hospital after flipping over in an ATV. Or in a dune buggy. Vicky can't breathe. The medic has to come in. And she goes, I feel like I'm taking short breaths. And what's that thing where you breathe into a paper bag? And Tamara goes, hyperventilating. And she goes, yes. So she goes, okay, I'm going to rub some VapoRub on... Vicks Vapo Rub under your nose and on your face, which looked really nice.
Yeah. Save Vicky 2022. Dorinda comes in and again is like doubting the illness. I'm like, tilapia is flip-flopping and her gills are flapping and no air is coming through, Bruno.
And like, Dorinda's like, Jill, will you stop it?
Yeah, Jill's like, she's really ill. Like, she needs to go get help. And Dorinda's like, stop injecting yourself in the situation.
So Vicky is taken to hospital
by Nurse Monica.
The field games, I kind of went.
I resent field days so much.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, but Phaedra does say again. She goes, "My only competition today is Taylor's camel toe." I'm like, poor Taylor.
She's so.
Brandy cooks her runny lasagna.
Yeah, Brandy's fucking stoned. She also just got her license taken away because she was. driving whilst high. So, like, oh my god, did you see what I posted on our Instagram?
No, what was it?
One of the Tampa Bays, that crazy, like, drunk one, she got married with an ankle bracelet on. She was on house arrest.
The one that crashed her Jeep? It was really bad.
Yeah.
Damn. She's house arrest from DUIs.
Also, Lindsay is married.
Logan?
Yeah.
The Federation!
The Federation plays at its most, the state wedding of the year.
Wait, she married that guy?
Bashir, I think, or Badir.
What, are there foot pics?
She just posted, like, I can't believe this guy is my husband.
My husband. Wait, I need, like, way more info.
Yeah.
She's, like, fully married now.
You're tight-lipped from Lindsay, though.
I wonder if she's, like, renounced her lesbianism.
Probably. Her bisexuality?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Vicky comes home and is a whole new woman. She goes, hi, honey, I'm home.
She's literally gotten facial.
Mm-hmm.
Her face is, like, she's got a complete facial in downtown Barrington.
She just had a sinus infection. She was like, I got a steroid shot in my butt. I got it in my butt. The ladies gather.
They try the two lasagnas, and honestly, Brandy's sounded good. No,
I'm kidding. No, it was just too runny.
Both looked bad, in my opinion.
When she fed it to Phaedra, and she goes, "It's kind of spicy," and Phaedra goes, "Spicy," and then they were like, everyone came. Neither of them looked that great. But I would say, if I had to choose one that was better, I would say Dorinda's.
Yeah,
but Taylor takes a bite of Brandy's and she goes, you hear her go, she goes, yours tastes a little Spanish. Everyone's like, this tastes like enchilada.
Also, before they're eating, they all put on their matching pajamas. Brandy asks Eva to basically put cornrows in her hair.
I think I get what she wanted, which was like boxer braids or whatever, but then Eva's like, cornrows.
She's like, it's okay. Just tell me that's what you want.
Yeah.
And Brandy's like, no, it's not!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brandy also just always wants to, like, she's that kind of drunk person that will, like, has alienated you, but then once she's drunk, she wants to come up to you later and be like, why do you hate me? Like, I just really like you, and, like, I don't, and, like, wants to, like, litigate.
She does
whatever.
Have a Vicky.
Yeah, and Vicky goes, okay, but you cannot talk to me in that way.
And Brandy goes, I'm just very reactionary, and Vicky goes,
I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, like, I might, and Vicky goes, no.
Well, first she goes, I'm very reactionary. And then Vicky goes, obviously.
Tilapia.
Dorinda's also just, like, she's very mean. She's just, like, Brandy's lasagna is a flop, but she just, like, nags. She goes, oh, she's putting celery in it. Like, she's just everything. She's just making fun of, she's, like, mean-spirited person.
Yeah. Like, she goes too hard and is, like, laughing at her own joke, but doesn't realize that, like,
everyone's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, it edges into...
Yeah, it's just...
And it's not that funny, but she thinks it's funny.
But she's just, and like Brandy is like, come on, like she's a drunkard.
Yeah.
You know?
She's out of her element, and this is like not the place where her lasagna is gonna shine.
Jill's like, both of them are shitty.
Yeah, she goes, I don't know why anyone didn't ask me. I'm the best cook here. Brandy brought blow up penises for everyone to play like bachelorette games, and I love she brings them down and is like, ooh, and pretending to give it head, and she is, you have to choke a little bit just to make them feel good. And I was like, that's true.
And then she goes, now put your finger behind the balls. And then Vicky goes, why would you put it behind the balls?
Well, why?
And Brandy goes, to put it in their asshole. And then Dorinda goes, oh no, there will be no ass play on my end. In the foyer, I've done 56 years of no ass play, and I plan to keep it that way.
She goes, please, God, no one has ever asked. I'm like, Jesus, you're not living. You need a little bit of...
You need an exorcism.
Brandy goes, what? None of you like ass play? And someone says, I do sometimes, but who said that?
Taylor.
Was it Taylor?
No, I'm just kidding.
But someone did pipe up, and I don't know
who it was. Maybe it was Phaedra?
It didn't sound like Phaedra. Does anyone know who said that? What person goes, I do sometimes? It came from like the right side of where Brandy was standing.
Maybe it was Jill.
Whoever did, I was like a hero sitting among us.
Or it's one of Dorinda's like staff.
Marco.
I do.
Dorinda goes, let's do confessions.
Of course, Dorinda.
And I was like, this is dark. Like, you're leading everyone down a dark path.
They ask Phaedra, they're like, what's the one thing that you could have done with more encouragement? She goes, I guess be a cheerleader.
Be a professional cheerleader? I love that pronunciation.
What? Someone goes, you're a lawyer, Phaedra. She goes, and then they ask Tamara, what's the one thing about your partner you don't like? And she goes, his asshole, because he farts a lot.
That's great. And then she goes, what disappoints you about your father to Jill?
And then Brandy goes, Jill.
National television.
Jill goes, and Dorinda goes, why did she say over there?
She has national television.
And Dorinda goes, oh, okay. There's, you know, there's a thing, we've all been on reality TV before, so I don't know, you know, what's the difference between this and that.
Dorinda does one of my least favorite things that anyone can do ever, where she goes, she's like, oh, well, if this is not going to be fun, let's stop. I'm going to go in the other room. Like, just when someone just, like, checks out like that and, like, leaves, I'm always like, you're insane for acting like this. Like, why don't you just say what you're feeling? And, like, because you clearly don't want to stop. Like, you want to do the game. It's just, like, I can't with that kind of behavior.
No, it's beyond childish.
Vicky's face, it cuts to Vicky, and her mouth is just, what? She can't even believe. She goes...
She also goes... Brandy also doubles down and just alienating everyone, and she goes,
Eva calls Dorinda the Dornado, which I really
Then Brandy goes, yeah, Eva, I love seeing your husband, because the way you were describing him, like, he's, like, at home with the kids and, like, doing it, and I was like, oh, he's gonna be a mangina, and then he wasn't, and then Eva's like, what?
She goes, what do you mean? Everyone is really thrown. The level of thrown by Brandy using the word mangina, like, it shook everyone to their core and beyond. He goes, what? Like, what do you mean? She goes, you know, mangina. Like, just mangina.
And then Vicky goes, I think she means feminine.
Vicky knows exactly what she means.
But I was just like,
tilapia, Gunnelson, homophobe, numero uno.
Yeah, QAnon homophobe. She goes,
Vicky goes, I'm gonna go put on a mask on my face, get some sleep. That's what the doctor said. Sleep, sleep, sleep. So I'm gonna go.
And then Brandy, I'm just like, Brandy, shut up.
Why is everyone so shaken by mangina gate?
I think it was just like, I think everyone was kind of like,
it was inappropriate.
I think it was also like everyone was thinking Eva's the nicest person here too. Like, why are you even saying anything about, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was like,
it wasn't
this is
like,
why I'm like, Brandy. Because she means it as a compliment, but it's actually, like, incredibly insulting.
I think she just... And I think Eva, like, even the next day, she's like, I'm not mad that you... I just was confused by it. Because, like, she basically was like, I'm the only one here that's nice to you, other than Phaedra.
Yeah.
So it's like, if any normal person would be like, I need to continue being nice to this person.
Mm-hmm.
And not say anything, even if I mean it in a nice way. Not say anything that can be construed as mean.
Yeah.
But she just can't. She has complete impulse control issues, I think.
She goes into Vicky's and Tamara's room.
This is even
here? Hey, she goes, tonight was fun, right? Just as Vicky's taking a handful of pills, and Vicky just goes, and runs into the bathroom and makes Tamara give her the Heimlich. God tried to take her out.
I also think she'd rather pretend to be choking
than talk to
Brandy for
it was even. Incredible comic timing.
And then Brandy's just, and that's a good way to deal with it.
She wanders away. If you ever just don't want to talk to someone, but you don't want to be like rude about it, just pretend to choke.
Specifically Brandy.
Yeah.
It's the only way to deal with Brandy is to just start choking and she'll just leave you because God knows she's going to help you.
Yeah, she doesn't know. She doesn't have like the upper body strength to like dislodge whatever's in your...
She'd be like, why are you... Ooh, this is weird.
She goes, and then just shrugs and walks away.
Imagine going to bed every night though, knowing that everyone's mad at you.
I don't think she understands.
Yeah, she's got some frontal lobe issues.
I'm torn between, like, does she know what she's doing and that's why she does it? Because she keeps bringing up, like, she's like, everyone else is, like, so in housewives mode, but not me. But I'm like, literally everything you say is housewives mode because you alienate and trigger people. You light the fuse to then have a reaction. And to me, that's housewives mode.
What I think is this is her currency. She's made a career out of... Like she became known as like the fire starter.
Yeah.
And it's gone to her head completely and it's now pathological.
And it's now just part of her DNA.
Yeah, it's sad.
It is sad.
She's a sad person.
Who are your friends?
No one. Her sons. I wouldn't want to be her friend.
No.
I would tell her that to her face.
She's just like sloppy.
She's just someone that I would not trust with an inch of my life.
And also, it's, like, the kind of person that if you're, like, you know when you bring someone around and if they're rude, then people are, like, you're rude by proxy because, like, you're friends with this person that, like, sucks.
She sours. And I both feel bad for her and want nothing to do with her at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to
like, I don't even want her to, like, listen to this because I'm afraid.
You know I just don't want her to listen to it because
I don't want any, like...
If someone like that's enjoying my podcast, and like...
I don't want, like, any spiritual ties.
No, I want nothing to do with Brandy Glanville.
Like, I want a shaman to, like, energetically, like, cut the energetic cord between this podcast and Brandy.
I've had it done before. It can happen.
Yeah.
Well...
She shunks me.
She shunks me. Anyway... Stay shunked, because next episode, buckle the fuck up.
Buckle the fuck up, because Bruno goes the fuck off.
By the time you'll have heard this, it might be...
Too late.
Might be too late. I want everyone to have a safe holiday.
I guess this will come out post-4th of July.
Hope everyone was not shunked too hard by the 4th, and didn't get some weird disease.
Yeah, I hope you guys stayed YI-free and monkeypox-free over this... wild holiday weekend. And if you do have YI and you're on Oscar insurance and you need to go have lab work done, make sure whatever lab they're sending your sample to is covered by Oscar, because if it isn't, it will cost you around $1,000 to $1,500. And if you fuck a guy and he gives you a yeast infection, don't fuck him again, even if the sex was good.
Ciao.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.